I'm Matt Bush with BPR News. I'm speaking with our own Lily Canep, who joins us today from her office in Silva. Lily has been reporting on the COVID-19 outbreak in the westernmost counties of North Carolina, and she joins us today to talk about one particular event that has caused a lot of the cases in the westernmost counties. So the two westernmost counties in North Carolina are Clay and Cherokee counties. A lot of the COVID-19 cases that have been reported and confirmed in those counties are tied to an event that happened at the John C. Campbell Folk School in Brasstown. So tell us what this event was and take us through sort of how this all weaves together with all these cases of COVID-19 that have been confirmed.
Sure thing. So at the John C. Campbell Folk School, they held a contra and square dance on March 10th. And someone from York came to Cherokee County for that event. And after they had been in the county for a while and had attended this dance, they began exhibiting symptoms of COVID-19 and tested positive. And that announcement came out on March 18th. So there was about 8 days between that dance and when this positive test came back. Since then, we now have a total of about 9 cases in Cherokee and Clay County that are related directly to this contra dance. After the March 18th announcement, on March 21st, 4 other people were identified to have gotten COVID-19 from this positive case from New York. 2 of them were actually staying at the same house with this person, and 3 of them were Cherokee County residents. So it's been really interesting to watch as Cherokee County and Clay County have been working with the folk school to try and find all of the people who attended this dance, track their movements, and try and figure out how best to help them and how best to stop this spread of COVID-19.
Now, you did say some of these cases were people that were staying with the individual from New York and Cherokee County, but there have been people who were just at the dance who have no tie to this person other than they attended this dance. They have tested positive for COVID-19 too, correct?
That's right. 2 of those cases in Clay County specifically are just associated with that folk school dance.
This is just 9 cases, a number that might seem small in comparison to what we've seen in other parts of the country, but this is a very large number, particularly for that area, because it is very rural out there. Those are the two westernmost counties of the state.
That's right. In the surrounding counties of Macon and Jackson, we've only seen 1 or 2 cases, and those are also mostly from part-time residents. In addition to the cases at the folk school, Cherokee County has also had a few other cases from people who have come back from other places. One of them came back from a church in Georgia where there had been confirmed cases of COVID-19, and another had recently returned from a cruise. So it's really just a lot of these cases coming from outside of the state, and now they're spreading here in Western North Carolina.
You did say the folk school and some of the health officials in those counties are trying to determine how many people were at this and trying to get in contact with them. What efforts have been made there?
The Cherokee County Health Department and the Clay County Health Department have both requested that any attendees of this March 10th dance contact them directly. They say that they are testing these people and trying to identify them. But, you know, as recently as this week, we've gotten new cases in Clay County of cases associated with the folk school. So we're still waiting on test results for a lot of this. As I'm sure we've talked about in other programs, the lag between identifying people who might have been impacted and then waiting for that test result to come back is really something that we're seeing a lot in this story.
There have been 2 cases of COVID-19 that have resulted in deaths in Western North Carolina, 1 in Buncombe County and 1 in Cherokee County. Is the 1 in Cherokee County, was that death at all related to the folk school dance?
There has not been any confirmation on who the person was who passed away in Cherokee County from COVID-19. There were a number of other cases. Like we said, there are 9 that are related to the folk school in Western North Carolina, and there are a total of about 12 cases, and that's Cherokee and Clay County. So there are, it could have been someone who was not related to this folk school dance.
Lily Canep joining us from her office in Silva. Thank you, Lily, for being on today with us.
Thanks, Matt.